Today, as we celebrate this glorious feast of all of the saints, we hear this beautiful statement from St. John of what it was that he saw, and that is that he saw a great multitude which no man could number out of all the nations and tribes and peoples and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb. And this is what gives us all great hope, because of course there are so many wonderful saints, but only about 8,000 of them actually. So, you know, you stop and think about it and you say, okay, we've got 4 saints per year in the history of the church. That's not exactly hitting 1,000 here. And it could make us begin to despair and think, well, I can't get there. It's too difficult. It's not for me, because you have to be like these great saints. And that's not the case. Those people are canonized. They are the great heroes of our faith. But the vast majority of the saints are people that are more like you and me, just ordinary people living a hidden, quiet life and striving to do the will of God. And that's really what it comes down to, because we not only pray that in the Our Father, that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, but remember that our Lord also told us that not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. And so that's the real question that all of us have to look at. Is that my desire, to do the will of God? Throughout history, that has been pretty obvious. Living in a completely self-centered society like our own, it's not quite so obvious to us, because why would we want to serve someone else when it could be all about me? Well, that's exactly what Satan said. And so if we want that kind of attitude, we're preparing ourselves to go the wrong direction. So we want to get that around, turned around, and we want to be focused on the charity, on striving to do the will of God, to serve the Lord God. That has to be what our lives are all about. And the wonderful thing is, as we are remembering and honoring these people who have gone before us today, we also remember that they have not left us behind. Physically, yes, they are no longer present with us. Their bodies, other than Our Lady and a few people that maybe rose from the dead in Jerusalem at the time of our Lord's resurrection, the rest of them are all buried somewhere. So their bodies, in that sense, are still with us. Their souls have gone to heaven. But they are there praying for us. You see, in this life, you can have lots of friends and family, and we are united in a variety of ways. But the depth is difficult because the body gets in the way. Not that the body is evil by any means, but rather, it's difficult to be able to get at the spiritual things when the physical is demanding to have its needs met. For the souls in heaven, that's not an issue. And so they are united with us by the bonds of grace and charity. That is the greatest. That's what it's all about. And so when we think about what goes on in our own lives, we remember that St. Paul tells us that we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. And he tells us that essentially they're cheering us on because they want us to be with them. So isn't that, again, the way that charity operates? We can honor them. We can glorify God because of them. We can learn from their example. We can strive to imitate what they're doing, what they did on earth, I should say. But they're praying for us. They're helping us to be able to be where they are. Because they're in heaven, and that's what they want for everyone. They don't want anyone to be lost. Yes, many will be lost because that's their own choice. But none of the saints want anyone to be lost. And so they are interceding for us. They are praying for us. They are helping us. And we all know that given the circumstances of our situation, we need a lot of help. And that's the beauty. So when we hear somebody like Saint Therese of Lisieux who said, I will spend my heaven doing good on earth, every one of the saints in heaven is saying that exact same thing. The wonderful thing is somebody like Saint Therese understood it in this life. It didn't have to wait until she got to heaven. It didn't have to wait until she was purified enough in purgatory to be able to recognize that the only thing that's important is the charity. She already understood it and she lived it. And that's an example that all of us can learn from. And so here we have, again, just a young woman who was in a monastery from the time she was 16 till the time she was 24 and died. And she was called the greatest saint in modern history. Really, a 24-year-old young woman in a monastery because she loved. Her whole life was about loving God and loving neighbor. And that's what she teaches us. It's what she even called her little way. It doesn't take all kinds of extraordinary things to be able to do this. It means living the faith. It means living as the Lord told us in loving God and loving neighbor to the best of our ability, putting others in front of ourselves and putting ourselves last. That's where the rub comes for most of us. We don't like to be last. But you don't have to worry about that. You're putting yourself last. If, for instance, those of you who are married, you go back and you say, well, what was vowed on the day we got married? That we're going to love one another. So if you're putting your spouse before yourself and your spouse is loving you, that means your spouse is putting you before himself or herself. So it's the choice to put ourselves last, to serve others. And it's in that way because, remember, our Lord told us that we need to let others see our good works so that they would give glory to our Heavenly Father. The greatest work is charity. So it's not necessarily about doing all kinds of things. For some people, that may be what God's going to ask them to do. But for every one of us, we can work on turning our hearts to be able to get away from the selfishness and onto the charity. That is something every single one of us is capable of doing. And if we can learn that, number one, purgatory is going to be really, really short because we already have learned how to love. And if that's the case, we are already prepared for heaven because that's what all the souls in heaven are about. They're loving God, they're loving one another, and they're loving us. And they're praying for us. None of them has one single ounce of selfishness. Not one. That all had to get removed on purgatory, unless, like Saint Therese, they had figured it out in this life and they had worked it all out before they died. Most of us, we probably can't say that'll happen, but we can sure strive for it. And that is exactly what this world needs. This world needs saints. And God is calling you and me to be saints. It's not possible by our own strength. It is possible only by His grace. And so we need to turn to Him. We need to rely on Him. But we have all the saints, as well as all the souls in purgatory, who we'll celebrate tomorrow, praying for us so we can ask their intercession. Even if you had no idea who these people were, because there are people that are up there from a couple of thousand years ago, but they know who you are, and they're interceding for you. So ask for their prayers and develop a relationship with them, because that's what you're going to have for eternity, a relationship with all the souls in heaven and that relationship with Jesus Christ. There is no reason in the world why it has to wait until after we die to begin. In fact, if it waits until after we die to begin, we're probably not going to go the right direction. So we need to get our act together. We need to be working at the prayer life. We need to be working at growth in virtue. We need especially to be working the love of God and love of neighbor. Just that simplicity. It doesn't require huge things. That's the beauty of it. It just requires being an ordinary person having extraordinary charity. That's what Saint Therese told us, doing ordinary things with extraordinary love. Every last one of us is capable of that. So we have all these saints in heaven who are already doing exactly that. So ask them for their help. Yes, you can, of course, ask your favorite saints and the ones who have saint in front of their name. But you know what? There are all kinds of saints up there that no one is asking them for prayer because they don't even know they're there. How many people know your grandma? Assuming she's a good holy woman, how many people know that she's up there? You do, few family members. That's about it. So if you think about it on a practical level, if we just put it into earthly terms, she doesn't have a lot to do except pray for you. And that's what she wants to do. And so can find some saints that nobody knows. Ask them to pray for you. Ask them to help you. And then glorify God on their account. Because that way, they're glorifying God on your account. You're glorifying God on their account. Everything is for the greater glory of God, for the benefit of souls. That's what this day is all about. To recognize that it doesn't have to be extraordinary. It just needs to be ordinary, except for the love that we have. If we can love one another with the love of Jesus Christ, then we have the ordinary things with truly extraordinary charity.